385 free or online at freedomradio.us.
Johnson, help me, sir.
Stand down.
Oh, thank you, sir. I think you saved my life.
Evidence, Johnson. Even raccoons respect the authority of a man with good nutrition. That's me. Now, what's going on here?
Well, he started it, sir. I was trying to clean this fish, and he tried to take it from me.
Yeah, well, you must have looked a little wimpy.
Sir, I'm hungry.
Johnson, if you'd have brought your own supply of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy, like I told you, you wouldn't have to be out here picking on the cute little animals.
Oh, I'd give anything for a big chunk of protein right now.
Johnson, don't salivate. It's unbecoming a Marine.
I'm sorry, sir. I should have called the freeze-dry guy.
Bugs you, don't it, Johnson. You're suffering your MREs, and I'm enjoying chicken a la king and lasagna and bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Sir, shut up.
Johnson?
Sorry, sir.
Get your own supply of the best long-term storage food available. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
Report. My name is Brent Johnson. I'm your host, and if you'd like to join in on today's show, the toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada is 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968. If you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but because that will get you on the air ahead of anybody else and as fast as possible, that number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions of my guest, of myself, offer your comments on the show, and answer our question of the week, which is, do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? That's www.globalfreedomreport.com. Come on into the chat room. We'd love to have you there. If you are listening online, I hope you'll take a minute to vote for the show. If you voted last hour, that's great. It's a new hour. You get to vote again. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, The Micro Effect Broadcast Network. That's it. You're done. And you can vote 2 times each hour of the show, 2 times from your IP address. So if you voted last hour, thank you very much. Do it again this hour, and then do it a second time, and then we'll do it again next hour as well. We appreciate your support and participation. If you're listening on Worldwide Radio, WWCR Shortwave, you hopefully are now on 5.070 megahertz. We want to welcome our listeners on that frequency, 5.070 megahertz, and let us know how the signal is coming in wherever you're located in the world, either, you know, through the chat room, by calling the show, by calling us off the air, by sending me an email from the website, you know, any of that. Just let us know how the signal is coming in, because we're always interested in how well the shortwave signal comes through. My guest is pro-liberty activist Barry Hess from Arizona. Barry, welcome back to the show. I have a delicate question for you. It's delicate just because of the nature of the question that needs to be asked. Do you believe Barack Obama will be assassinated?
You know, I hadn't really given it much thought. I really don't know how to answer that. I don't know. Because if he was going to be, all the reasons were there for all the crazy people, you know, the ones who would do it. He's already done. How much more do you have to do to push somebody, the crazy people, over the edge?
But then there are a lot of people who say, well, we're going to get him out in the election, then find not. There's also not just the crazy people, but I have sources, very good sources, that indicate that the global elite are very unhappy with Obama. When those people are
now, see, I would think he's. I would think the opposite. He's their tool.
You would think, but he has gone against their will. For example, he closed down the oil pipeline in Canada directly against their instructions. He's done.
The Keystone.
Yeah, they're considering, many of these people consider him to be a loose cannon. And, you know.
Okay, that's fair.
It's why I ask the question, because it makes me start to wonder whether that's going to be what ends up happening with him.
It could. I mean, certainly the time is as ripe as it's ever been, bar none. But who knows if something will do it. I mean, we live in a very docile society, you know, where people are, you know, they're violent with their neighbors, but man, when it comes to the state, they just cower. You know, they don't realize they're supposed to be your servant.
Yeah, and it is. It's pretty disgusting. Now, I say what you've said is true for most of America. Be a little more specific down in Arizona. What are Arizonans like? You're from there. What do the Arizonans with whom you've spoken think of 2012 elections?
Oh, I don't know of anybody who's actually happy. Even the people who supported Obama, because they didn't want Romney. There was a big anti-Romney movement, and we've got a lot of Mormons, which was very curious. And many Mormons were against him because they felt that he kind of besmirched the religion's name. And you know, I don't care what they believe and all that stuff. I'm certainly no judge. But when you put it out in front of yourself like that, and he tried to diminish it, that was interesting. But when you do that, man, you just run those risks. And so Romney, he came out as a bad guy. We had people who just went to the default, and they said, oh, well, if he's bad, then the other guy must be good.
Which, of course, as you said earlier, doesn't make any sense at all. What about the character of Arizonans? Do they tend to reflect what you said just a moment ago as, you know, what we're a docile society and all that?
Arizona, now we've got a lot of California to come in to start to really screw things up, but really I think that the major progress we have made, because we have always been intent on education, to just really get people thinking, because then good ideas filter into the society and they can't be undone. So we've always been into the education thing, and if anything, I think Arizona is ahead of most every state in the union that I know of, is that there's a greater skepticism of government here, even amongst the people who perform. They're at least willing to say, yeah, they're a bunch of stooges. That's where you can see the cultural shift, and what's so different about Arizona is that people are very, very skeptical of all politicians.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. I know that, you know, one of your former state senators is one of my favorites, Karen Johnson, who absolutely, you know, didn't pull any punches anywhere, anyhow, no way, you know, you know, she's one of my favorite people out there, and the only thing I'm sad about is that she's a former state senator, but I can't blame her for that either. What do you think?
I mean, talked with Karen last week. I know her very well, and you're right. She's a woman of character.
Exactly. You know, see, we have a problem. The people of character ended up leaving office. Remember Helen Chenoweth from Idaho? Helen was magnificent. She was a great congressman. She even said, call me a congressman. That's the title. This garbage about congressperson or congresswoman. When she entered House, she promised to serve for two terms. Because she was a woman of her word, she served for two terms, and then she left. So only the thugs and the liars and the pigs stay. What's wrong with this picture?
She's one of the people that we really didn't want to see go.
Exactly.
And obviously Ron is one of those.
Yeah.
One of the good ones. But I don't think he's going anywhere.
Really?
He's got enough of his, he's got enough credibility by himself that he's, I hope to see him on the speaking tour, and so busy that he's never been busier.
Yeah, well, that I suspect will happen. I do. You know, your former governor went on to become the director of the American Gestapo Department of Homeland Security Division. Now they're looking at her for attorney general.
Isn't that funny?
Funny. That's not the word.
She was, I know Janet Napolitano. I ran against her very well. And actually, personally, she and I got along. It was our politics that were complete opposites. And that's probably why we could get along personally, was because we know there was no sense in trying to proselytize the other. And I always tried, don't get me wrong. I got my digs in, and we talked privately many, many times. But she is another opportunist. She sees an opportunity presented that'll get Janet ahead and in whatever way she deems fit, and she's going to take it.
If you had conversations with her, did you ever have conversations with her about how she views the people? And her relationship to the people?
That comes up with all candidates. When you're in the green room and you're talking, you're just just before you go on to whether it's a debate or a TV show or something. And I think that she was no different than anybody else. And there is a lamenting of the lack of education in society, the lack of appreciation for education. You know, the people who don't need a certificate, they just want to learn just so they know. You know, that internal curiosity. And they do, all candidates tend to diminish the public, and I'm just being very candid with you. When they're backstage, you know, they do tend to say, yeah, we can get one to follow this, and yay, the rest will follow in.
What do you see, now, considering this most recent election, how do you see it affecting the future for your state, for Arizona?
Well, the same as it does any other state, I think all states now have an opportunity to stand up because, you know, the UN gun treaty, of course, went through moments afterwards and bombing Libya and sending all kinds of drones all over the Mideast happened instantaneously with the announced, as you said, and you're exactly right, because anybody who thinks that you can get 300 million people and be split 50-50 within less than 1%. Come on, you're kidding yourself. I mean, you get 10 people in a room, and you see if you can get a 50% consensus, and then magnify the 300 million. It's a sham. The whole thing is a sham.
So, again, you know, how do you think it's going to affect Arizona in particular?
Well, that's what I meant. The same way it's going to any other state. I think Arizona is presented with the opportunity to stand up. Now, we did take sovereign rights over the national federal lands through amendment or initiative here on the ballot at one, where Arizona is asserting its ownership of all land not lawfully ceded to the federal government, which, of course, includes half a million or three-quarters of a million acres. That they've claimed of Arizona. The federal government has claimed 85%. That's a big issue out here. I think Arizona, I'm very, very optimistic that they will buck up, and we have fairly good access to our legislators in the sense that we can, I hate to say it, but intimidate them by protesting or whatever, you know, and find some nice, peaceful ways. There are some other ways that might be a little more controversial that we also have to employ, and we have to be ready to step up to the next level if that's what they force us to do.
The American sheeple have developed what I consider to be an incurable football mentality. If their state, their team, is pro-Democrat, right, then they vote Democrat. If their state is pro-Republican, they vote Republican. Never mind the candidates or their particular positions. Americans don't think for themselves anymore. Do you believe the American sheeple have embarked on a downward spiral that will not end until they find themselves in the pit of totalitarian despotism, not unlike the German Nazi Third Reich, and then only at the cost of a tremendous number of lives?
Well, I think that's what it's going to come to, but I don't know if it's going to be as horrific as you might think, because remember, that internet is a game changer these days. But as an example, I mean, we've got a Democrat governor here who ran in the Republican Party, Jan Brewer, and funny thing is all the Republicans voted for her because of her registration, not because of her record. And it's hysterical when you see that. A lot of people are very, very tired with all of this. And, man, I think here in Arizona, we've just got a leg up on every other state that I'm familiar with, in the sense that I think you're going to see rebellion. This will be one of the places that it starts. Here, Texas, probably Montana, and Wyoming, in North Dakota, there are some states that are starting. Groups are getting very, very active, and I'm sure that the government is very well aware of it.
Well, when you say rebellion, I mean, how do you think rebellion will rear its head? How do you think it will show up? Are we talking civil disturbances in the streets? Are we talking riots? Are we talking militia activity? What do you think?
I think it'll probably go the way that it normally goes. Is you're going to have the small, irate faction who will take to the street, protest, vandalize, loot, cause consternation, and start a bunch of fires just to keep the infrastructure busy. But by and large, the 80% in the middle will take a different tact, and they just won't participate. They'll just stop. You know, stop paying any attention to what government does. Not in an arrogant way, but more in a cowardly way, where they'll just kind of slink down and try not to be seen, and they'll withhold every fine and fee as long as they possibly can. And then you'll see it'll be more of an economic situation where everybody wants food, is what I see coming, and they'll be more concerned about that than going to hunt down the bad guys or to, you know, start resurrecting the guillotine.
When do you plan to release your book?
Immediately, as soon as we go through this last rewrite.
All right, so
by the end of next week.
Fantastic. Now, I know the website, thepeacemonger.com, you said it's not up and running yet. Do you have a website out there about Barry Hess? People can go find out more information about you and the work you do?
No, other than my Facebook page is about where I've concentrated my efforts. And I've got like 13 sites, but none of them have been updated in a year, so I don't want anybody going there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a few Barry Hess sites.
Okay, but you will have thepeacemonger.com up in the near future.
Yes, I will.
All right, so folks, that's what I want you to put down, folks. www.thepeacemonger, that's P-E-A-C-E, M-O-N-G-E-R, thepeacemonger.com, or go up on Facebook and look up Barry Hess, H-E-S-S, and you'll get him that way. Barry, I want to thank you so much.
Let me say this, Brent, that if I don't get a call from the White House or Secret Service on the book, I'm going to be disappointed with myself.
that's a good barometer for how you're doing for these things. Barry, thanks so much for spending this time with us and giving us your views on the aftermath of what some call an election. Really appreciate it and appreciate your perspective and your being out there, because frankly, there are fewer and fewer of us who are willing to tolerate it.
You're out there, and that gives me hope, Brandon. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Barry. God bless you and the work you are doing. Barry Hess, www.thepeacemonger.com. We'll be right back with more after these words.
Privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. Or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. Or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on How to Live Free from Government Regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. My name is Brent Johnson. I am your host. If you'd like to be part of the show, the toll-free number is 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968. If you'd like to go on the show, on the air. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can ask questions and offer your comments on the topics that we discuss here. And before I forget, if you're listening online, please do take a moment or two to vote for the show. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com, click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report, click on the name of the network, The Micro Effect Broadcast Network. Voila, you've voted. You can vote two times from your IP address every hour of the show. So if you voted last hour, thanks. Do it again this hour and then do it a second time. Then we'll do it all over again next hour. Our question for your consideration. Do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? Do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? 888-747-1968. Do you expect the U.S. dollar? We all expect the U.S. dollar to fail. Like Barry said, we expected it to fail 2 years ago.
but he expected it to fail before the end of 2012. Now it's time for the Patriot Congress. And in today's commentary, Dr. Ron Paul discusses the aftermath of the superstorm Hurricane Sandy. He addresses the complex and uncomfortable topic of how much money taxpayers should provide through government agencies like FEMA to pay for damages sustained by such storms. He eloquently explains that the free market can and should determine what regions are worth the insurance risk. When the government does so, the taxpayer essentially subsidizes all the people who live in these high-risk regions, and in free society, taxpayers should never be forced to do that. Imagine what our country would be like with Ron Paul as president.
Sandy was one of the worst natural disasters the East Coast has ever seen. Cleanup and recovery will take months, if not years, and estimates run into tens of billions of dollars. Parts of New York and New Jersey will never be the same. Entire seashore communities have been wiped out, but the determination to rebuild has been lauded as courageous and admirable. Yet as with all natural disasters, Sandy raises uncomfortable questions about the extent to which taxpayers should fund the cleanup and the extent to which government programs create moral hazards. For example, FEMA and the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, are expected to pick up the tab for much of the flood damage caused by the hurricane. Of course, this will mean more federal debt and inflation for the rest of us, since the program only has about $4 billion to work with and is already $18 billion in debt from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Many think there is a need for the government to provide flood insurance of this kind. After all, the market would never provide insurance in flood-prone areas at an affordable price. But shouldn't that tell us something? Shouldn't that tell us that it is a losing proposition to insure homes in coastal areas and floodplains often threatened by severe and destructive weather patterns? And if it's a losing proposition, should taxpayers subsidize the inevitable losses arising from federal flood insurance? The NFIP disguises the real cost of flood insurance in flood-prone areas, which influences home building and sales in such areas. Recklessly taking unwise risk when risk is underpriced is known as moral hazard. When politicians decide that private insurance premiums are too high, as with houses built in flood plains, the solution is to underprice the risk through federal subsidies. The obvious and expected outcome is more danger to life and limb when disaster strikes. Even NFIP has been forced to raise rates significantly in coastal areas and is now dropping second homes from coverage altogether. Many assume it is compassionate to entrust government central planners with disaster recovery. However, the greatest compassion brings results, not just good intentions. And we've seen how bureaucratic organizations like FEMA mismanage recovery and relief in the wake of Hurricanes Katrina and Ike. Organizations such as the Red Cross and private companies like Home Depot and Duracell have already stepped in admirably to help those in need, and we can only hope FEMA has learned this time not to impede and frustrate private efforts as they have in the past. Above all, my thoughts and prayers are with the victims of Hurricane Sandy in this tremendously difficult time, and hope they can get their lives back together as quickly and seamlessly as possible.
You know, it's a very interesting perspective. I mean, most people don't want to hear it, but maybe, just maybe, there are some places that people should not build homes on. You know, maybe the risk of damage in those areas is so great that nobody should build a home. That means that the construction workers don't get paid the money to build the home. The utilities don't get paid the money to furnish power to the home. It cuts out a certain amount from the economy, and it also says that people don't get to live in certain areas because of the high risk, because no insurance company will insure them. Why should the taxpayer be forced to insure people so they can live in areas that ordinary insurers would not underwrite? It's a very interesting question. Do you expect the U.S. dollar to fail before the end of 2012? 888-747-1968 is the toll-free number. We'll be right back. We're going to discuss whether Hurricane Sandy, the superstorm that just took place in New York, was possibly manipulated by man. That's next on the Global Freedom Report.
Hello, I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K. Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K. Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
How come we have a bunch of emergency food stashed in a basement?
Well, it's down there because there are things going on in the world that concern me that I think could potentially interrupt our food supply. And if that happens, I don't want us to starve.
You mean we could, like, go to the grocery and there wouldn't be anything in there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of ways that could happen. And if it does, a bunch of people are going to starve. And it's my job to make sure that you don't.
Thanks, Dad.
And I don't want to starve either. And that's why we got food from the freeze-dry guy. It's the best long-term storage food you can get. And if it comes to that, we'll be ready.
Dad?
Yeah?
Some people say you're kind of a crackpot, but you make a lot of sense.
Well, thanks, I think.
Get your supply of the best long-term storage food available. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguide.com.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Serving the planet, The Micro Effect.
www.themicroeffect.com.
Lighting the fires of liberty one heart at a time. And you're listening to the Global Freedom Report with Brent Johnson.
Freedom Fever.
This is the last country of freedom. If people will fail to grasp the impending danger, you make his goodbye to your freedom, it will vanish. You operate in 5 seconds.
Freedom Fever. Catch it today.
I've sent agents all over the world following the paper trail, the backroom deals, holding companies within holding companies. That's when I came face to face with the true face of evil. The system itself.
Precisely.
If schemes and conspiracies are being plotted, then they must be seen only as patterns, waves, ships that are either too small or too vast to be perceived. Someone is playing system right across planet Earth with infinite grace beyond one person's sight.
But how can you be part of it and not know what's going on?
Let me give you an example. These warehouses full of drugs. No doubt you'd love to uncover an incriminating sign. I mean, authorizing the stockpiling of crackheads. The truth is, a pattern like that began, say, maybe 5 years ago. A systematic increase in production in random factories around the world, based on market share projections. Transportation of the drugs is then carried out over a 12-month period by 5 haulage companies outsourced to 7 or 8 different independent suppliers.
So that means everyone's the market.
Everyone and no one.
The Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson, and if you'd like to be part of the show, the toll-free number is 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968, toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. If you're located outside of that region, it is a toll call, but we'll get you on the air immediately. That number is 001-208-935-0094, and please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can ask questions of our guest, of myself, offer your comments on the show from the privacy of your chat room, our chat room. And by the way, if you're listening online, please take a moment to vote for the show. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, Micro Effect Broadcast Network. That's it. You're done. You have voted. And you can vote 2 times per hour from a given IP address. So we appreciate your vote and your support and your participation. Thank you very much. Dane Widgington has an extensive background in solar energy. He is a former employee of Bechtel Power Corp and was a licensed contractor in California and Arizona. Dane is the lead researcher for Geoengineering Watch and has investigated all levels of weather control from chemtrails to HARP. He assisted Mike Murphy with his production of What in the Hell Are They Spraying? And has appeared on an extensive number of interviews to explain the environmental dangers we face on a global level. His personal residence was featured in a cover article on the world's largest renewable energy magazine, Home Power. He owns a 1,600-acre wildlife preserve next to Lake Shasta in Northern California. Dane Widgington, thank you for joining us here on the Global Freedom Report.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
It's a pleasure. Let's start real basic. What exactly is geoengineering?
Geoengineering is a term that applies to global weather modification, climate modification programs. It's a term many people are not familiar with. It can apply to programs that involve ocean fertilization, but the programs we focus on are aerosol dispersed into the atmosphere, which is an attempt to control climate patterns and overall weather climatic scenarios.
Okay. That's a little complex. That's, I suppose, fair. And before I ask you the question, I kind of cheated. I looked up on Wikipedia. And according to Wikipedia, geoengineering refers to climate modifications specifically designed to mitigate global warming. Now, it's pretty clear that the myth of global warming is just that, a myth. Does that in some way make geoengineering obsolete or invalid?
No, it doesn't. And I would... I would hold judgments on the state of the climate at this point. And again, I'm not an Al Gore fan or carbon credits or any of those shams, but geoengineering has, in fact, that's Wikipedia's benign definition of geoengineering, but in fact, you have many more applications. There's many more layers to this onion. Military, strategic purposes, which are for climate manipulation, that has nothing to do with mitigating global warming. But these programs, Brent, in fact, now appear to have triggered climate feedback mechanisms that are, in fact, warming the planet. And again, you can't throw a giant wrench into these works. You can't cover the globe in a membrane of toxic metallic materials and not have some sort of blowback. And that's what we're experiencing now. They appear to have triggered a mass methane expulsion in the Arctic. And the geoengineering programs, because it's a particulate in the upper atmosphere, it shreds ozone. Many people in the northern hemisphere are noticing how hot the sun feels on their face. This is not their imagination. There's a massive northern hemisphere ozone hole now. This is not the southern hemisphere hole we've heard about for decades. This is new. They're muzzling scientists as they try to talk to the media on this. It's be found online. I don't expect anybody to believe me. So these programs that have now decimated the atmosphere, there's more thermal energy from the sun penetrating into the oceans. That has helped soft methane hydrates, which triggers a positive feedback loop. There's a lot going on, and all roads lead back to geoengineering, causing basically planetary decimation.
In other words, the elephant is finally scratching. The Earth is finally getting annoyed by all the mosquitoes, so to speak.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And people, as far as the drought, for example, the planet, again, these programs, although they deflect incoming thermal energy from the sun, they trap, data shows at this point, they trap more than they deflect. So although the geoengineering can create a widespread cooled area, it comes at the cost of a worse overall warming and a decimated atmosphere. The more they spray, the more they have to spray. It paints us further and further into the corner. And in the meantime, everything they spray up there comes down on us. And the testing we've done in Northern California, for example, is getting more alarming all the time. Almost 100 tests in Northern California. Massive soil contamination. Rain is horrifically contaminated. These are all done at the state's lab. And again, the amount of fallout and destruction being caused by these programs can't be overstated.
No, and it's just like, you know, the law of thermodynamics. You cannot eliminate energy. You can only transform it. I lived in New York for the first 30 years of my life, New York City, and, you know, the buildings would all keep all the heat in so that you have to, if you could survive summer in New York, you can survive any humidity in the world. I mean, it was that bad. And, you know, these people are playing with things that I personally think that there's some areas of science, you just don't go there. You just leave it to God. How advanced is weather modification technology today, to the best of your knowledge?
Clearly, it's a very haphazard science. If anybody has seen Michael Murphy's first film, What in the World They Sprang, the world's most recognized geoengineer, David Keith, was caught on film there with a question I was fortunate enough to get into him at an international conference as to have there been any human respiratory studies done, health effects, soil toxicity in regard to their proposal of dumping 20 million tons of aluminum particles into the atmosphere. After trying to dodge the question, he finally answered that no, nothing had been done, no studies, and he said, quote, terrible things happen tomorrow, we don't know. That's not a very precise answer from a quote-unquote scientist. So this is a very haphazard and seat-of-the-pants operation that's absolutely massive in scale, virtually altering and thwarting all Earth's natural systems. And I say that with total confidence. Paul Deming, at this point, a term many people are not familiar with, this term refers to how much of the Earth, of the sun's direct light no longer reaches the surface of the planet. Global dimming figures are about 20% today, compared to five decades ago. So the amount of materials that they have put into the atmosphere that are now thwarting Earth's natural climate systems is absolutely horrific. And the drought we're experiencing right now can really only be attributed to these aerosols, because science is clear, they diminish and disperse rainfall. So although you get deluges in places and floods in places and have protracted drought in others, and clearly this leads back to geoengineering, Brent.
Now, I know the Russians were working on weather modification in the 1950s, and their work was state-of-the-art. Is that still true today?
They seem to be well along this road also. And we just turned up some articles, documentation on the Russian weather modification scientists touring the U.S., the U.S.'s weather modification facilities in the late 60s at the height of the Cold War, showing a clear collaboration between superpowers. We turned up another document from NASA, from the NASA archives, outlining the existing U.S. weather modification programs in 1966 that were already in budgets, which are outlined in this 80-page document, in the hundreds of millions of dollars. This has been going on for a very long time, ramped up the whole way through, and these documents can be found on geoengineeringwatch.org. That's our website, and a lot of this data can be found there.
Yeah, we're going to put a link to our website and make sure people know about that, definitely. What national or international bodies oversee studies and experimentation in weather control, or are there any?
There are. The Royal Society is one major entity. You're getting input now from the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. This, of course, leads back to the UN, the global governance. We're turning up more documentation on this all the time. And again, there is an absolute mountain of data on the ongoing effort to establish global governance for the geoengineering programs, which nobody seems willing to admit are going on, although they're establishing global governance for this. So the biggest elephant in the room by far, and its effect on the natural systems are by far the largest, bar none. And yet these programs go completely overlooked by academia that still pretends that there's nothing going on in our skies, even though we're being buried under a mountain of toxic metals and our natural weather systems are being disrupted from top to bottom. And again, what they've triggered, Brent, this methane mass explosion that appears to have had geoengineering as a major causal factor, the ramifications from what these programs appear to have helped triggered are very, very dire. And now they appear to be spraying even more to try to cover the damage they've already done. So again, the gravity of geoengineering can't be overstated. Shredding the ozone, poisoning everything on the ground, every breath we take, and triggering climate feedback systems that literally could hold life in the balance if these programs continue.
Well, now the $64,000 question, the one everyone's waiting for. Recent superstorm on the U.S. East Coast occurred when high-powered Hurricane Sandy met up with two other storms over New York City, one from the west, one from the north, resulting in a perfect storm, to use the cinematic vernacular. Do you believe or do you have evidence to suggest that this storm was in any way geoengineered?
I do believe that it absolutely was manipulated. We have evidence that does suggest that. There are monitoring facilities for the HARP radio wave projections. Some of the strongest readings ever reported were picked up over New York prior to Sandy's impact. What HARP does, HARP is an ionosphere heater. It many people have heard of the facility, High Altitude Auroral Research Project. This heats the atmosphere to 15,000 degrees or more over a large area. This causes a bulge in the atmosphere. Thus, there is a vacuum underneath which pulls in whatever's below weather-wise. So when you have modeling, Brent, that's 5 days out projecting a 90-degree easterly turn, which is not usual for a storm of that size, then one has to be suspect just from that. And one also has to consider that the modeling is being done by the very defense contractor that do the weather modifications. So you literally have the fox running the hen house. Raytheon does all the weather modeling. Raytheon does all the weather modeling for the National Weather Service and NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Lockheed Martin does all the modeling for the FAA. So the people doing the weather modification are doing the modeling. That's why the modeling matches what happens. A storm that size. Now, on the strength of the storm, certainly it appears to have been steered into that location. On the strength of the storm, however, the strength of the storm appears to have been reduced, not strengthened. When you have a storm, 940-plus millibar pressure center and 1,000 miles circulation, that should have been a Cat 3, Cat 4 storm. I've spoken with some other experts on this, meteorologists that have the same conclusion. So it appears that Sandy was a measured blow delivered to a specific location for reasons that we can all speculate about.
Well, let's go on. I mean, you spoke to a meteorologist about this. My producer last week spoke with a noted meteorologist, Scott Stevens. He, at the time, said he thought Hurricane Sandy was not weather-controlled. Have you found any consensus, either among your colleagues or among other meteorologists and weather experts, as to whether climate control was involved in this superstorm? I get that you think it is, and you know at least one person who has. Is there any kind of consensus one way or the other?
I've spoken to Scott as well since then, and perhaps I didn't hear the conversation you were referring to, but his conclusion has changed now. So, you know, whether it's on over more data or not, I'm not sure. But if you look at data for storms of that pressure center with a circulation of that size, it would be unprecedented for them to be a Cat 1 or less. And so you have these anomalies that are really inexplicable any other way. There's other anomalies as well, that if one starts to look at these weather systems that all point only toward massive manipulation, and that second part, Sandy, is this. When a hurricane hits and it starts snowing at 40-plus degrees temperatures, and this is now occurring across the U.S., especially the fall and the spring when we're warmer times of year than dead winter, it's called ice nucleation for weather modification. That's another aspect that we saw on Sandy. When you have a hurricane hit and it snows, massive snowstorms from a hurricane, these are not normal events. And we see on the radar what appears to be ice nucleation occurring. We have the patents for ice nucleation for weather modification, one from NASA, which describes chemical method by which what should be a rainstorm is converted to a snowstorm by chemical application. Now, this sounds very implausible to people that you could turn what should be rain into snow. I would point to a chemical first aid ice pack that can sit on a shelf for 20 years. When those chemicals are mixed, you have ice. And then we have the patents. We have open admissions from China that they are doing exactly this. Anybody can research this online. If they look up China creates snowstorms, China can do it. Certainly we can. And we're seeing that. We saw that with Sandy. We saw that in the storm right after Sandy where the snow came in.
And we had reports from people who said they had these odd snowstorms, absolutely, in places and times that they didn't understand. Okay, if the hurricane was geoengineered, have you any guess as to who might have done it, and more importantly, why?
You know, we're entering ground where I can't give any solid answer. You know, perhaps it's a demonstration of the abilities that they have to feather now, but the control they're able to exercise at great expense, I might add. You know, any time you meddle with these systems, you can only do harm, and they are certainly doing harm. But as far as the exact geopolitical objectives here, I could only begin to speculate. I'm sure we could go a lot of different directions on that, but the storm being maneuvered and steered appears really hard to dispute if one looks at the data. And you'll find weather organizations like the Weather Channel that tries very hard to explain on some of their shows why it's snowing 45 degrees, and they refer to it as heavy, wet snow, heavy, wet snow. This is a new phenomenon, these giant, super heavy cement snowflakes that come down breaking trees at 45 degrees, and the air eventually cools down. It's, you know, the nucleation process cools down the region eventually, but when those first flakes fall, we're seeing snowstorms at in the last week, Salt Lake City, 50 degrees, a couple places in Idaho, 50 degrees. This is absolutely defying the laws of physics, sort of weather modification.
Which raises the issue. I mean, climate control is potentially a weapon of such unbelievable proportions, such drastic potential effects. Is there a defense against climate control technology, either in existence or in theory?
The only defense that we can imagine is to stop these programs. And, you know, that's our attempt to try to get information out. And it appears that they have been gearing up for these programs trying to structure things in such a manner where they would be able to sustain this indefinitely, so much so that the entire system appears to be rigged not to show the massive, massive contamination coming from these programs. I've personally been in high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento. One was arranged by a congressional rep, five high-level EPA people there, closed-room meeting. I was told to my face, in so many words, the system is rigged, that they are told to test for combustion particulates only. The rest of the sample goes out the window. It's hard to find what you're told not to look for. They stopped testing for aluminum in California's water supply in 2002. Why is that? I mean, virtually they've shut down any method by which to confirm this mountain of metal that's falling on us. I was invited to a closed-door meeting for Redding Environmental Waste. This is the northernmost city in California. They're getting massive spikes of aluminum in the Sacramento River, which is all the water for Southern California. They won't admit to it. They tied my hands from disclosing the information that they gave to me there. And, you know, you have agencies across the board literally shoving their head in the sand and allowing this contamination to go unchecked.
Because, unfortunately, in this society, money is more important than anything else, and so people will do anything for money. I take it people can learn more about geoengineering from Geoengineering Watch. Is that correct?
Geoengineeringwatch.org. And another excellent tool to share this message with is imperative we all share. Why in the world are they spraying? Michael Murphy's new documentary. If people buy a commercial copy, which certainly helps to keep his efforts going, it's the only thing keeping his efforts going, then they can make as many copies as they want. He is very generously not copyrighted. His goal is to get the word out. So that's another tool. When you said on the money being the bottom line motive, you're absolutely correct. In the case of the state of California, because they're about $30 billion in the hole every year, getting a backdoor handout from the federal government to keep the doors open, they can't and won't say a word about the massive decimation that's happening in this state to the soil, to the waters. They can't and won't say a word because they're more interested in their handout every year.
Yeah, exactly. And the Michael Murphy films, are they available through the geoengineeringwatch.org website, or are there links from there?
There are, yes. And they can go to geoengineeringwatch.org, or they can go directly to whyintheworldarethespraying.org. Either place will...
Yeah, but we'll put both up as links on our website, but I want to send people over to geoengineeringwatch.org as well. My guest has been Dane Widgington. Dane, I want to thank you for the time you were with us and how eloquently you have explained these complex issues. The website is www.geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, thanks a lot, and please keep up your important work on our behalf.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. We'll be right back with more right here on the Global Freedom Report. Hour number 3 coming right up.
Hello. I have something I'd like to share with you. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, candles.com. Or call toll-free 1-855-547-2576. That's 1-855-547-2576.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95.
That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE.